Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I slept well last night, although I got up early.
Like at
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning?
I woke up, couldn't fall back asleep.
You've been up since 3?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I feel fine. I feel energized. I feel awake.
Okay.
I woke up at 3 and...
just got an early start to the day.
Now, I wish I could have been more productive in those hours.
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, I thought about things to do, but then didn't actually do them.
Well, it's the thought that counts. I'm not really sure what it counts for, but that's how the saying goes.
Is it?
I don't really know if this situation accounts for anything, but...
are you still listening to podcasts to help you drift off to sleep at night?
You know, I go in waves, but not right now. No, I've just been turning on the TV to go to sleep.
Oh, really? I'm reading this article about how sleep experts say you can still get great sleep if you fall asleep just listening to something. And I thought of you about listening to a podcast. Some people listen to audiobooks, music.
Does it have something to do with, like, if we're talking about listening versus watching something, does it have to do with, like, the light from the TV or anything?
I don't see that in this article, no.
I was going to say, because sometimes I do put on a sleep mask, even when I have the TV on. So it's almost like a podcast.
Yeah, because we know about how screens, either your phone or even a TV can certainly interfere with your sleep.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But here's something that I noticed in the article, and I don't know if you have the power to do this. The sleep experts say it's important to set an auto timer to mute the sound as soon as you drift off.
No, I don't do that.
So the TV just stays on all night?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I've always been. I've always been like a fall asleep with the TV kind of kid. Like I said, I go in waves sometimes where I won't have the TV on, but I would say most of the time I fall asleep with it on.
And then when you wake up, it's still on.
Yeah.
And whatever is airing is airing.
Yeah, unless it stops and asks if I'm still watching, which it'll do that sometimes, but...
now, back in the old days, we would turn on TV channels. We would have, well, when I was growing up, it was Channel 3, Channel 5, Channel 8.
Uh-huh.
And so that would have continuous programming.
Right.
You know, usually like a late night TV show and then infomercials for the rest of the night. How do you do that when you stream things?
Oh, that's easy. You have a sleep show. Or multiple sleep shows if you're me.
Okay, so if you're watching a sleep show, give me an example of a sleep show that you might be watching.
So one of them for me right now is Breaking Amish.
Okay, so if you put on Breaking Amish and you fall asleep, doesn't it just keep running through all the episodes?
Yeah, but you don't need to see all of them. I mean, it's...
oh, God.
It's a reality show. You don't need the entire storyline. You can miss a couple episodes and still be in the know.
That would drive me crazy.
Really?
Yes, that would drive me insane.
Oh, no, that's why I deem sleep shows because they're shows that you can miss a couple episodes like Friends or Modern Family or reality TV. You don't have to be like super into it to know what's going on.
I guess that makes sense. Like, for instance, if I put on Friends, I've already seen all those episodes multiple times. So if they just kept rolling, still that would kind of.
But it's not going to keep you up because you're not going to be like that into it, you know?
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
So that's a sleep show.
All right. This morning, good vibes on a Thursday. We'll get to that. We're going to hash it out a little bit later on this morning. I'm trying to remember who's coming on. I think it's an engaged couple.
Oh, they're only engaged.
Yeah.
That's never good.
I think so. They're going to join us for Hash It Out, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55 and 8:55, and Benson Boone tickets. He has a sold-out show this summer at Rocket Arena. We'll have tickets for you after 9 this morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Angelo has us on this morning in University Heights. Angelo, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Tell us some good vibes.
So my wife is coming home tonight around dinner after a 5-day girls trip. So I've been solo parenting a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old for 5 days, including taking them everywhere they need to go on the weekend and getting up way much earlier than I usually do to get them to school on time. I'm exhausted, but I know that it's all going to be over soon because she's coming back tonight, baby.
Where did your wife go for 5 days?
She went to the mountains of Georgia. They got like a cabin. One of her friends' family had it or something like that. So that's where they went.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
When your wife came to you, however long ago it was, and said, Angelo, so me and the girls are going away for 5 days in the mountains of Georgia. How did you respond to that?
I said yes, because we try to do that for each other. We know it's hard for the other person, but you're like, you got to take care of yourself a little bit as a parent. You can't just parent all the time. And I'm going to Colorado next month, so I was okay with it.
Oh, yeah. You've got your own thing planned. Yeah. You got no room to talk. Yeah.
And you should go for 7 days.
Hey, now.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's going to fly.
Thanks, Angelo, for the good vibes. Glad your better half is coming home to give you some relief.
Yeah, me too. She's my better three quarters.
It's a nice extended Mother's Day vacation.
I'd say.
In a cabin. 216-474-0104. Share your good vibes. We do it every morning right here on the Q Morning Show. Q104. Alex Warren, Ordinary. He is at the House of Blues tomorrow night. Here's what we have left to do this week. We need to send someone backstage to meet Alex Warren.
Tomorrow for the show.
So we're going to be doing that either today or tomorrow. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. This is exciting, potentially exciting.
What?
Rihanna has new music.
Oh, I saw this yesterday, and you know why I'm laughing, right?
No.
You don't know why I'm laughing.
No, why are you laughing?
Because I've been waiting, years for new music from Rihanna. I think a lot of people have.
Well, I'm afraid that people who are waiting for new music from Rihanna might be disappointed by this.
That's what I was going to get into and say, because this new music that she's releasing is a new song from the Smurfs movie.
Right.
And I was like, yes, Rihanna. Wait, Smurfs.
Yes, this is not her 9th studio album, which everybody has been waiting for. That still might come someday, but...
You say might, but she did already clarify... I guess take it with a grain of salt, probably. But she did say that this baby is not going to delay the album, because that was everybody's first thought.
Yeah, the last time that Rihanna commented on an album, dropping another album, that was back in February. She says it's still in the works. She's feeling really optimistic about it. And then she says she finally cracked it. Mm-hmm. Like whatever sound she's looking for, she thinks she finally found it. Anyway, here is the song from Rihanna that is dropping tomorrow. This is called Friend of Mine.
Okay, that sounds so fun.
From the Smurfs movie. I didn't even know they were putting out another Smurfs movie.
It definitely sounds like it would be in the Smurfs movie, but it's not like annoying, so I'm good with it.
We were sitting in a meeting yesterday, and it came over the television that Max is changing their name again.
I can't say I'm mad. Like, I don't have feelings about it. Obviously, it's just a streaming app. But why? Like, that was, I think, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, why? What are we doing this for?
I think it's just a brand issue, right? Warner Brothers owns Max, and I think originally they called it HBO Max.
They did.
When they merged and then switched it to Max, but now it's going to be
HBO Max again.
HBO Max again.
For a person that doesn't like change, aka me, this is annoying. I just want to get that out in the open. This is annoying. I don't even like it when they change like the colors of like app interfaces, let alone a whole name.
I don't mind this stuff. When a company reevaluates and reassesses and says, you know what? Hey, we made a mistake. This was a branding mistake. We don't like this name. I don't mind it at all. I think HBO has been around forever. And I think having that in the name, I think is helpful to them. I think they realize that.
I don't know. Streaming's just already rubbing me the wrong way the past like year or two. So anything that happens now with streaming services, I'm like, ah.
Well, I wonder what would change with this name change, because this is a first world problem that I'm having, because I have Max and I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
However, it logs me out almost every day.
Oh, really?
And so when I go to click on the Max app, I'll click on it and it'll tell me that I need to log in again. So I log in, I put my email and my password, and then it just goes to a black screen. And it just sits there with a black screen. So the only thing that I can do is I delete the app.
Oh,
then
no.
Then I re-download it. I put in my email address and my password, and I've got it. It's right there. Every single time I have it after I delete it and re-download it, and I log in, then I have access.
But like by that point, it's like I don't even want to watch whatever I was trying to get on here to watch.
And it only takes a couple minutes. It's annoying, and it's such a stupid first world problem.
It really is, but that is so annoying.
I wish I could figure out how to fix it. I can't figure it out. I have no idea why it does that. Hash It Out coming up this morning. We have a couple. They are not just boyfriend and girlfriend. They are engaged to be married. In fact, they're getting married at the end of this month.
Oh, okay, so that's very soon.
So we've got to fix an issue before they get married at the end of this month. Hash It Out is next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. This is so crazy because we've been talking about artificial intelligence and ChatGPT on the show for the past couple of days. And then we got this DM from Bridget and we're like, oh my gosh, this is a hash it out. We need to hash it out. And we're doing that this morning. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning.
So also on the line is Bridget's fiance, Nico. And we're going to hear from Nico in just a second. But first, Bridget, tell us what's going on between you and Nico.
Yeah, so Nico and I were getting married at the end of this month. And, you know, we both decided to write our own wedding vows. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other day I just happened to ask him, you know, how are the wedding vows coming along? Just, you know, checking in. The wedding is coming up. And he answered very quickly and he said, I'm done. And I was very surprised because I totally was not expecting him to say he was done.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected that either.
Oh, come on. Give Nico some credit here.
I mean, you know, he's a guy, no offense, but like, he said he finished them weeks ago.
Okay, that sounds good. So he was on top of it. He is holding up his end of the deal here. He's got his vows written.
Well, this is hash it out. I'm sure there's more.
And then this is the kicker. He said he put his thoughts into ChatGPT and wrote the vows for him.
And there it is.
There it is. I knew that there was going to be something more, and I had a feeling that this was the direction it was going in, but I was hoping, trying to give Nico the benefit of the doubt.
I know. I mean, my jaw was on the floor. I mean, I don't want my future husband writing his vows from a computer and reading them on the altar, like, day of our wedding. Like, that's going to be a core memory, and a computer wrote them, not him.
Okay, I think I understand. Alyssa, do you have any follow-up questions for Bridget?
None for Bridget, plenty for Nico.
Okay. It feels like you've already formed an opinion.
Yeah, I think I have.
I want to hear Nico's side first. Okay, Nico, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so you have already admitted to using ChatGPT to write your wedding vows for your wedding, which is coming up in a few weeks. What's your thought process here?
ChatGPT didn't write my vows. It organized my vows. It put my vows together. I use ChatGPT for everything I do. I use it for all my emails. She's making it sound like I stole these vows. I wrote all my thoughts down, and it just put it together.
I know you're saying they're your thoughts, but, like, not really. The computer put them together. I mean, you know, you could put in a bunch of words, but, like, they're not your feelings. They're not from your heart. They're just from a computer.
I agree because those were my feelings I put in there, and then it just did it. I don't, like, the thing is, I'm not the best writer. You know that.
I mean, that's kind of like cheating a little bit. I mean, I feel like the whole point of this is for both of us to share, like, our original, genuine thoughts and feelings to each other, and, like, you didn't actually write them, and it just makes me really, like, not excited to hear this. Like, I wish I just didn't, like, this at all, and now I'm just going to be standing up there looking at you just thinking about a computer writing these vows.
All right, Bridget and Nico, we're going to stop you right there. Alyssa, I feel like you've already formed your opinion on this. Do you have a problem with Nico using ChatGPT to write his vows?
Yes!
You do?
Yes! Yes, I do! I have such a problem with that. I just think about if this was my husband, Bryce, if he had written his vows via ChatGPT?
But listen to what Nico said. He said that he put his original thoughts and ideas into ChatGPT, which just spit them out in a more presentable fashion. It's not like he said, ChatGPT, write me some wedding vows.
Yeah.
It's not like he said that, because that would be like plagiarizing.
I agree, but as somebody who has used ChatGPT, like, I know that it's gonna add a little fluff. It's gonna add a little flair. It's gonna make it a lot nicer than whatever Nico would have written.
How is that any different than getting somebody a birthday card or some sort of an anniversary card, which are already pre-written? This is just the 2025 way of doing things.
Do you not write nice notes in your cards?
No, it's already written in there for me.
Oh, my gosh.
When you buy the card.
Oh, you're such a man sometimes.
216-474-0104. Nico has his wedding vows written for his wedding coming up at the end of the month. He used ChatGPT. His fiance Bridget has a big problem with this and is not looking forward to the ceremony now. What does he do? Is there a problem with what Nico did? What can he do to fix this? If so, 216-474-0104. Hash it out. It continues next on the Q Morning Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Hash it out this morning. Bridget and Nico, they are ready to walk down the aisle together at the end of this month, if they make it, because they have, they decided to write their own vows.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they're going to present those to each other during the ceremony. Bridget found out that Nico used ChatGPT. We've been talking a lot about ChatGPT on our show lately. So Nico has used ChatGPT to help write his vows. Now, Nico says he just put his thoughts and his feelings into ChatGPT,
mm-hmm.
and the app helped write them. And Bridget is saying, no, 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 no. I don't want ChatGPT to tell me in the moment that we're expressing our love and our dedication to each other for the rest of our lives. I don't want that. I don't want to be thinking that that app wrote what you just said.
Right. And she brought up a great point, too, of like standing at the altar. That's all she's going to be thinking about is that a computer wrote this.
I'm looking at the text. It looks like Bridget is getting slammed on the text
yeah,
right now.
She is just getting grilled on here. I think that my favorite text that has come in, though, is this one. It says, I think it's fine. One, the fact that a man has agreed to share emotions and feelings in front of everyone is amazing. Two, he wants to present himself intelligently and didn't feel confident in his writing, which was vulnerable to share. And three, she was harsh to not want to hear it. She's for sure looking up how to say things. They just both want it to be perfect. I think that that's honestly really breaking it down. And like, sometimes I think we get too close to these things. But yeah, that's a good point, too. He wanted to make it sound as nice as he could.
Let's go to MJ and Lorraine. MJ, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out? Did Nico do something wrong here by using ChatGPT to help write his vows?
So I don't think he did anything wrong, but it is a very special day. And if your wife doesn't want you to do that, even if you feel like your words aren't adequate enough, then you should do what she wants you to do. I feel like even small words, even if it's from the heart, it would make a bigger impact than using something that's auto-generated. So
you think he should sit back down, take pen to paper, and write something and not use the app to help write.
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
But I see where his heart is.
Thank you, MJ.
And that's kind of leading to the point of happy wife, happy life. And isn't that the golden rule?
Marcy is in. Marcy, I can't read my writing again. Are you in Aurora?
Medina.
How did you get Aurora out of that?
I don't know. Doesn't it look like Aurora? Like, what? Look what I wrote.
It
doesn't? All right. What do you have to say, Marcy? Now, you're getting married next year. Is that right?
I am. And so, you know, like, the golden rule of marriage is acceptance. She knows him. She knows how he is. She knows he uses ChatGPT for everything. And it, like previously said, he wants to be prepared, look intelligent, speak nicely. It just collected it for him. You got to accept people, and that's who he is. And just because it was generated on ChatGPT does not mean the words that are coming out of his mouth aren't genuine, real, and full of love and respect and admiration for her.
Marcy, are you writing your own vows for your wedding next year?
I am, and you guys are going to kill me because I've already looked to ChatGPT to polish them up.
Okay.
Have you already let your fiancé know about that?
Not yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did the same thing.
See, I was thinking that, first of all, why is Bridget even asking about the vows right now?
Because she wants it perfect. It's her wedding day, and instead of it being a perfect day, they need to understand it's about the wedding and the future, not just the one day.
But shouldn't you wait until she's standing on the altar or wherever they're going to be standing and wait to hear those words then? Why is she wanting to a preview now?
I'm sure that she honestly was probably just making sure that he had them or was working on them. That's what I would be doing.
She needs to trust him is what she needs to do. If there's no trust, I don't understand why they're getting married.
He should never have told her that he used ChatGPT. Should never have said that.
Probably not.
I guess, I mean, he didn't want to lie.
I was going to say, you know? You don't want to start the marriage out on a lie, literally at the altar. Come on.
I use the example of you buy a card in a greeting card store, and that's pre-written for you. I just don't understand. It would be different if Nico just typed into ChatGPT, write some wedding vows for me, and didn't
right.
personalize them. The fact that he actually put in his own thoughts and everything else and just had ChatGPT organize them, I think that's what makes all the difference here. I mean, going back 25 years ago, what would a guy do? He might ask his best man or maybe his dad to, hey, can you read through my vows? Does this make sense? Can you help me rewrite them? If there's nothing wrong with that, why is there something wrong with him using technology to write his vows?
There's nothing wrong with using technology for things, I suppose. But I would also like to take a moment to say, you hit on a very good point. We don't need to be replacing human interaction with AI, though. So maybe for anybody out there writing vows, maybe go ahead, turn to your best man or your maid of honor, and maybe go ahead and ask them to help you instead of a robot.
Did we do anything or say anything to make Bridget feel better?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope so. I hope that the wedding goes off without a hitch, and I'm sure she'll find out soon if those vows are AI or not.
Let us know, Bridget. Keep in touch with us. Good luck to you at the end of the month.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Welcome to Janida from Lorraine. Janida, good morning.
Good morning.
Do I have your name correct?
Yes, you do.
All right. It's not Janita.
Nope.
But people probably say Janita all the time.
Oh, all the time. Janita, all the time.
Janita, let's call the whole thing off. Well, see, now I've said your name in multiple ways. Now I forget. It's Janida, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I can't have any screw-ups today, Janida. There's been a lot of screw-ups lately. It's all my fault. So we need to have a flawless Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Are you ready for your five questions?
Yes, I am.
By the way, the rules, if you get more of these questions correct than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one. What was I made for? From the Barbie movie was a song performed by what artist?
Billie Eilish.
Question two. The name of the company that makes the chocolate kiss?
Hershey's.
Question three, Michael Mizanin of Parma, Ohio, better known as wrestling's The Miz, got his career started on this reality show back in 2001.
Is it The Divas? I cannot remember.
Did you say, is it The D-Bags?
Oh, The Divas, like the WWE Divas.
Oh,
I could not remember.
Divas, okay.
Yeah, I might be wrong on that one.
Question four. Ozark is a drama that streams on Netflix starring Jason Bateman that takes place in the land of the Ozarks, which is located in what state?
Is that Michigan?
Final question. The name of the law school that Reese Witherspoon attends in the movie Legally Blonde?
Harvard.
All right, Janida. Let's get Alyssa back into the studio here.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Janida, I have you down with three correct today. Three out of five.
Okay, it's not too bad.
Not too bad at all. Alyssa is on her way back in the studio. Headphones are going on. Alyssa, meet Janida in Lorraine.
Good morning, Janida.
Good morning. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I can't be 100% positive, but I believe we're having a flawless Alyssa's College of Knowledge. And Janida went 3 for 5.
Okay. All right.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 correct to tie Janida and 4 to win. Let's go. What was I made for from the Barbie movie was a song performed by what artist?
Billie Eilish.
It's the name of the company that makes the chocolate kiss.
Hershey's.
Question 3. Michael Mizanin of Parma, Ohio, better known as wrestling's The Miz, got his career started on this reality show back in 2001.
The Real World.
Oh, my God.
Come on. You hit me with a WWE question. I'm going to know it.
Well, it wasn't really a WWE question.
It's about The Miz. It's about Parma's own The Miz. Of course I'm going to answer.
It's a fun fact about a wrestler. It's not about wrestling, whatever. Let's stop arguing. Move on to question four. Ozark is a drama that streams on Netflix starring Jason Bateman that takes place in the land of the Ozarks, which is located in what state?
Missouri.
Missouri is correct. Oh, my God. All right. Will she go 5 for 5 today? The name of the law school that Reese Witherspoon attended in the movie Legally Blonde?
Harvard.
Harvard is correct. She does it again. She went 5 for 5 today, Janita.
Aw, congrats.
Thank you. Call me Elle Woods. I'm just so, so smart today.
Let me kick myself over to wrestling question because I'm such a big fan.
Oh, no. You didn't know that The Miz started on The Real World?
No, I did not.
Janita, don't beat yourself up over that question. You did great today. We loved having you. We hope you'll call back and play again someday. We have fantastic prizes that we can't wait to tell you about. Hang on, okay?
Okay. My name is Janita, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. So Alyssa has an announcement for all of us, for me, for you, coming up in just a few minutes here. First, we've been giving away Alex Warren tickets all week long. But we gotta send someone backstage tomorrow night. Is Mindy on hold? Is Mindy on hold?
I hope so.
Yes, she is. Mindy, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Are you still going to the Alex Warren show tomorrow night?
Yes, I am.
And your daughter is going with you?
Yes, she is.
Now, who is your daughter?
Her name is Kyrie.
Is your daughter with you?
Yes, she is.
Are you guys getting excited?
Yeah.
What if we told you that before the show, you're going backstage to meet him?
Unless you don't want to.
She is speechless.
That's a good kind of silence.
Yep.
So, Kyrie, yeah, you're going back and with your mom, and we've never met him, so you're going to have to report back and let us know what he's like, because we have no idea.
Okay.
Wait, so Kyrie, are you on your way to school right now?
Yeah.
Are your friends going to freak out when you tell them?
Probably.
Well, I'm sure they'll be freaking out even more come Monday when you have pictures to show.
Mindy, Kyrie, you guys have an incredible time tomorrow night. Take a lot of pictures. Tag us in the pictures so we can see them, okay? Or just send them to us, whatever you want.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. What a whirlwind of a morning we've got going on here.
It's been a crazy one.
And now Alyssa has an announcement.
Yes, I do.
I don't get the vibe that this is bad news.
No, it's not bad news. It's not bad news at all.
I would have been freaking out a lot more throughout the morning if I had any suspicion that this was bad news.
Could you imagine if I made you wait until, like, now, hours into the show to tell you bad news?
Yeah, it's happened before.
Wait, really?
Sure.
No, this is great news.
I've been doing this for a long time. I've had plenty of bad news shared on a radio
Bill's
show.
Traumatized.
Yeah.
No, this is great news. Fantastic news, actually. Furry, lovable news. Do you remember the other day when I said that Bryce and I have decided that we want to expand the family by a few paws?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The key words there being a few paws.
A few paws. Well, we did it last night.
You found a cat?
We got a new kitty. Yay! And you'll never believe this.
Try me.
Yeah, actually, you will probably believe this. I'm making this out to be a lot more than whatever. It's a boy. It's a boy. I never thought I would have a boy kitty. But we got a little boy. So I have a son now.
So were you against getting a male cat for some reason?
No, I've just ended up with two girls.
Oh.
And I was just like, oh, I guess we're just going to get
like
another girl.
The girl trifecta.
Right. Like, and even Bryce is like, yeah, I mean, like, we're going to have all girls. Even he was like, I don't, like, even kids. He's like, I don't want boys. Like,
do male and female cats interact differently with each other?
So I was actually not sure about that, but I asked at, where were we? We were at the APL over the weekend, mm-hmm. and I'd asked about that there. And they said that once they get, like, spayed or neutered, they're pretty much the same temperament.
So how did you finally find the one?
I had put in an application for a kitten at Parma Animal Shelter. I was talking about her on Tuesday. Her name was Milky. And so we got approved to be able to go and pick out a cat. Of course, there's no guarantee that the ones that you saw on the website are going to be there when you go. So we got there and Milky had already found her forever home. So yay for Milky.
Wow.
But there was another little boy. His name is Zest. Right now, his name is Zest. But I will tell you, we are not keeping it Zest because he was named Zest because he was a spicy kitty.
Mm.
He was like kind of like zesty, I guess.
Okay.
But he's like the most docile ever now. He's only 6 months and he didn't leave my side all night last night.
Awesome.
But like we walked in and like we were looking at the girl kitties and just kind of walking around. But somebody else had been holding Zest in the adoption room. And so he was coming out of the adoption room and it wasn't the right fit. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to pass today. They were like, well, do you want to see Zest? He's already out. And we were like, sure. And this cat, I mean, clung to my husband, Bryce, immediately. Within 30 seconds, I knew it was game over. I just posted a picture on our Instagram if you want to check the little bean out at the Q Morning Show on Instagram. He is such a little cutie. And I've always, like, I've never thought about having a boy cat, but I know that boy cats love doting over their moms. They're human moms. And love like watching them do their makeup. So I'm excited for our makeup adventures. But tomorrow, because Bryce and I are not totally 100% on his name, we have some ideas floating around. So I think I'm going to put a poll up.
Oh, that's good. We can all vote.
You can vote on what you think we're choosing. You're not going to pick the name, but you can vote on what you think we picked.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. And then tomorrow at this time, I'll feel confident that we'll be able to reveal his name to the world.
Well, that's awesome. Exciting times.
So shout out to the Parma Animal Shelter. They were fantastic. We were there a little late yesterday. Nancy was great. She was helping me. Also, his foster mom, Michelle, she was so excited that he got adopted.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm happy that you found Zest right here locally. You didn't have to drive like 4 hours to go.
No.
Which was something that I've done before to find... To find a dog, I had to drive 4 hours.
Nope, he was found. Yeah. He was captured and he was found, and now he's enjoying the good life indoors.
Very good. Again, pictures up on our Instagram right now, at the Q Morning Show. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we're going to play again this morning.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
55, the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. It's great to have you along with us. Do you have a Ring camera at your new house in Parma Heights?
You know, I have a Ring camera. I just don't have it set up yet.
Did it come with the house or did you go out and get one on your own?
No, I've had this since we lived in San Diego, like in apartments. Mm-hmm. So I've had this for a while. Did you see this story, though, from over the weekend on Mother's Day, actually, where somebody caught an Amazon driver on a Ring camera?
No, I didn't see it. What happened?
This is ridiculous. So this is the kind of stuff that I'm like, I wonder how many more things like this people are catching on their Rings, because I've never caught anything this interesting. So on Sunday, on Mother's Day in L.A., there was a family who woke up to a video of their Amazon driver pulling down their shorts and purposefully pooping and peeing on their front porch.
Oh, come on. Come on.
It's like the middle of the day, too. It's like light outside, which is, it's just very bold. Maybe she just had to go?
No.
I'm not really sure.
I mean, Amazon drivers, from the stories that I have heard, and I don't know if any of them are actually true, but you've heard the stories about the Amazon drivers and how they cut corners so they can, how should I say this? They have efficient bathroom breaks.
Oh, yeah.
While they still are able to make their deliveries on time. You've heard those stories. I don't know if they're true.
I'm reading in this article, it says the viewer who caught this video in LA on their Ring camera, they also submitted another video of the planter outside of the property where a dirty paper towel was littered onto the ground, too. So they wiped themselves, I guess.
So gross.
That's really gross.
But you have to think that by now, Amazon drivers know that there's Ring cameras everywhere. There's cameras everywhere.
It might be easy to forget, though.
There has to be more to this story. What? Why are you trying to justify?
I'm not defending her. I'm just saying, like, well, if she knew that there was a camera there, why would she do it?
Why there?
I don't know. I mean, that's a whole other separate question. Why poop on the porch in the first place? What did these people do to her?
There's more to that story. There has to be.
There's no more to this story as far as I'm reading. Maybe it's developing. Maybe we'll get more details in the future. But I thought that this would be fun to get in the craziest things that you've caught on your Ring camera. Because I know, like, everybody has them.
I don't know if we have a Ring camera. Paula has the entire house wired with cameras. There's cameras everywhere.
Really?
There's cameras where I don't even understand why she put them where she put them. Like, there's one in the basement. And I'm like, what happens in the basement? Like, why do you need one down there? And her excuse was, well, I mean, I bought all these cameras. I had to put them somewhere.
You're about to have teenage boys running your house. You're going to be happy that you have cameras in the basement. Paula's very smart.
What do you think is going to happen?
Never mind. You'll find out. I don't know.
Well, it has helped with, like, discipline around the house. As far as, like, if something goes missing in the house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We will say, we already know who
did it.
We're
going to check the cameras.
Yeah, and then they cave immediately because they know that there's video evidence. Even if there's not, we still use that as a threat.
So
that,
you CCTV to your house.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And use it as a threat. You use it as blackmail.
But you get those notifications on your phone all the time. Like, Paula gets those notifications. Like, motion detected, mm-hmm. Motion detected. We haven't seen anything good yet. But maybe someone else has. 216-474-0104. You got the notification on your phone to check your Ring camera, and you saw what?
Could have been your neighbor. Could have been an animal. Let us know.
216-474-0104. You've got Q104, the story you were talking about, Alyssa. Someone texted in and says the Amazon driver who defecated on the steps, was also found to be urinating on packages. This was a case of making sure she could never go back to her job. Signed, a Cleveland Amazon driver.
Okay, well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that, and this won't be happening in the 216.
It sounds like they know more about the story, and it seems like this person just wanted out of their job. Because it's so blatant.
I mean, that's a good way to do it. If you want to be fired as an Amazon driver, go ahead and take a poo on somebody's front porch. That'll get the job done.
Bianca is in Middleburg Heights. Bianca, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Okay, so you get a notification on your phone that there's a new video on your Ring camera. What did you see?
Oh, my goodness. So this happened probably like back in November or something like that. But, of course, yeah. So I got the notification on my phone from my Ring camera like in the middle of the night. So when I woke up the next day, I saw, you know, two deer in our yard, which, you know, this happened. So, you know, nothing to be concerned about. But on this particular video, on this particular night, our Ring camera caught the deer. You know, I don't really know how to say this on the radio, but, you know, like doing the deed, like right in our front yard on this camera. So
doing what? Eating plants? What were they doing?
Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, they were doing like, you know.
Okay, no, I'm just sorry, Bianca.
Something else.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I understood what you were saying.
But yeah, so I just remember being like completely caught off guard. Like that was not what I was expecting to see. So I just felt like I was like in their private business, like watching something I shouldn't be.
So. Deer porn?
Ew.
I guess, yes.
I have some questions.
Okay.
Do we want to see this video, Alyssa? A lot of times we'll ask people for pictures and video.
Do we want to see this video?
I don't know if I do want to see it.
I kind of don't.
Like to post this on our Instagram?
I don't even think we could post this on Instagram. What kind of community violations are we going for?
How X-rated is it, Bianca?
I mean,
should we post it on our Instagram? Like, is it really graphic?
It's animals doing their thing. So, I mean, maybe it's not too bad, I guess.
Do they do it like, you know, like dogs would do it? Like it looks like one deer is like getting a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah. Bianca would be the one who can confirm or deny, not me.
Yeah. So that's what it looked like. You know, just piggybacking off the other one.
All right, Bianca. Well, if you want to send that to us, why not?
I don't even know how to share it. So
probably for the best. Probably for the best.
Okay. All right.
We'll try to explain that one to the boss. It's like, why do you have this on the text machine?
It's like, well, you see, we were talking about, don't worry about it.
I think Bill has a weird deer fetish now.
What's going on with him?
He's asking listeners to send him deer videos.
Is this an HR issue? Like, who do we tell this to?
Thank you, Bianca.
Of course. Thank you all.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, The Q Morning Show. I love the texts that are coming in.
I do, too. I just saw this one. There's a buck with four or five girlfriends, depending on the day, in my yard in Parma Heights. I wonder if that's the one that I saw a couple months ago. One of the girlfriends. How I had one just laying in my yard for hours?
It says Bill is welcome to hang out with them. A live show.
Ew. Maybe you sounded a little too enthusiastic about the deer video.
Someone texted in, we refer to our Ring camera as naughty by nature because the wildlife are always getting busy on our camera.
That one cracked me up. Maybe I shouldn't set my Ring up.
I don't even need to look, but I bet that there's a YouTube channel called Naughty by Nature, and it's just videos of that. I don't even need to look, and I know it's there.
Absolutely. It already exists.
All right. Coming up this morning, after 9 a.m., we will have a Q keyword that could win you sold-out Benson Boone tickets. And we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. Hang on. We need someone to play in less than 10 minutes.
Wake up!
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Cleo in South Euclid is here. Good morning, Cleo.
Good morning.
Let's play this game. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because those are the rules. Are you ready to play, Cleo?
Yes.
Question number one. If you bring out the Hellmans, you bring out the best. But what did I just bring out?
Mayonnaise.
Question two. Million Dollar Baby was a movie about Hilary Swank pursuing a career in what sport?
Boxing.
I think you should go with that one.
Boxing. Okay.
Question three. The band Walk the Moon got their start at Ohio's Kenyon College. What was the name of their one hit in the 2010s?
I don't know that one.
All right, let's move on to question four. Eminem performed the song Stan with what legendary artist at the 2001 Grammy Awards?
I always call it Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre is your answer?
Yeah.
All right, final question. The name of the popular candy, known for its tiny, crunchy texture, and it often comes in a box with two separate flavors.
Nerds.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
Let me count you up here, Cleo. I have one, two, I have three correct. That's pretty strong. Alyssa has returned to the studio. She's back in her chair. Headphones are on. Alyssa, meet Cleo in South Euclid.
Hello. Good morning, Cleo.
Good morning.
Cleo just went 3 for 5.
Nice.
So, Alyssa, if you want to win this game, you have to get 3 correct to tie and 4 to outright win. Here we go. Question one. If you bring out the Hellmans, you bring out the best. But what did I just bring out?
Mayo.
Mayo is correct. Question two. Million Dollar Baby was a movie about Hilary Swank pursuing a career in what sport?
Football?
Ooh. No, I'm sorry. The answer is boxing.
Oh. I was thinking of a different movie.
Yeah. And do you know what happened at the end of the movie? I'm not going to say it. The movie's been out for a long time.
I was going to say, hasn't that been out for like a while? I think that the spoiler date on it is far past.
I still won't do it. Question three. The band Walk the Moon got their start at Ohio's Kenyon College. The name of their one hit song in the 2010s.
Shut up and dance with me.
All right, you got that one. Question three. Eminem performed the song Stan with what legendary artist at the 2001 Grammy Awards?
Whoa.
I have seen this reel pop up on my IG, so I know it's been circulating out there.
I don't know. I'm Dr. Dre.
Funny enough, that was Cleo's guess.
I mean, it's a good guess.
It was Elton John.
Wow, never would have gotten that.
All right, so Alyssa, you need this question in order to tie today.
Okay.
Otherwise, Cleo wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. The name of the popular candy known for its tiny, crunchy texture and often comes in a box with two separate flavors.
And I need this question.
You need this question.
Just to tie?
Just to tie, Cleo.
It's a good thing that I know that the answer is Nerds.
Oh, no.
Hey!
No.
Last minute. Coming in for the win.
That sucks. Cleo, I thought you had her today.
It's okay.
You were a great contestant. We loved having you. And we do have some fun packs to Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest to give you.
Awesome. My name is Cleo, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Morgan Wallen, and it's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Good to have you with us. I just have random stuff to talk about. Things I think you should know.
Okay.
It'll make you sound like you're in the know.
Ooh, I like that. I like sounding in the know.
Like, for instance, Rihanna has a new song coming out tomorrow.
Finally.
And you might be disappointed.
Really? Why is that? I've been waiting for new Rihanna.
I think a lot of people have. Been waiting for a new album, but this is not that. This is a song that she wrote for a movie soundtrack. This is going to be on the Smurfs movie soundtrack.
Oh.
So this is Rihanna. It's called Friend of Mine.
What if the world is in love? Just fade in love.
I mean, it sounds catchy, but I don't think it's what everybody was waiting for and is excited for. I don't think this is going to be a massive hit.
You know what? Screw it. I don't care. I've been waiting for new Rihanna for so long. I'm ready to rock to that. Yeah. I'm in.
Maybe I'll change my mind after I hear the entire track tomorrow.
I do kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. It does feel very like summery and fun.
Jennifer Lopez is going to be the host of the American Music Awards, which is coming up Memorial Day.
I saw that, and that actually really surprised me.
Why is that?
She's just had, I mean, a really rough year, like a rough 12 months. She has. I mean, like,
I'm surprised. Jennifer Lopez is washed up.
Okay, I didn't say washed up. I just mean, like, she's had a rough year. I don't know that I would want to be in the spotlight, but good for her for getting back out there. Cause she just got divorced. She's trying to sell her house with Ben Affleck that she had. People were really dogging her tour. Didn't sell well.
Her tour was a massive failure, and she had
massive
to cancel it.
Massive fail. Did that movie she was working on ever come out?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but that was like a whole thing.
And then she revealed that she had a face injury. She got hurt in the face. This was on her Instagram stories.
How does one even get hurt in the face?
I don't know. She was rehearsing for the AMAs, and she had this huge gash on her nose, and she had to have surgery, plastic surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
To fix it.
Or
what?
Or maybe she just wanted plastic surgery and is using that as a reason to say that
wow,
she got it.
That's diabolical of you to think that.
You've never seen people. I have definitely seen like influencers and stuff be like, well, I broke my nose when I was 12 playing softball. So that's why I had to get a rhinoplasty because it's been messed up since I was a kid. And it's like, oh, sure, Jan. I'm sure that's why you got a nose job. I'm sure.
Wow. Look at you. Conspiracy theorist. I thought I was the one that was jaded and cynical and didn't trust anything. Look at you over there.
Come on. I'm a millennial. Try me.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.